something I'll tell you right now. I'm Nick Gill. You know you love me. XOXO. Nick's Diary.
Nick's Diary.
Hey guys, this is the diary that I've discovered from when I was 17 years old.
Yeah, guys. I'm going to read my diary.
Yeah.
17-year-old me.
Now, backstory for everything that you need to know. My diary is called Doctor, D-O-K-T-A, and I've
We
just...
never worked out why you've done that. We never got to the genesis of that name.
Still don't know. I've just been dumped. Yep. By Lucy, my girlfriend of 5 months at this stage. And my last entry was how she dumped me and I haven't felt anything. I haven't felt bad or down or anything like
questioning
that.
Questioning if it was all going crazy.
You did a poem at the end of last one, I believe.
Yeah.
Was last week the poem or the song?
Yeah, two
poem
poems.
And the song was the other
it's
week.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, so this is 5 days after that. So this is the last weekend. We're up to the next weekend. Dear Doctor, today was one of the most beautiful days I've ever seen. That's just the first line. It's standalone. I don't follow up on why.
You've ever seen, the blue of the sky was the bluest you'd ever experienced?
These are all very valid questions that I don't have answers
to. It just shows his emotions
from the 16th
all over
of September 2000.
He was heartbroken. Yeah.
All right. Tonight I went to a party for the first time after our breakup. I missed Lucy. At one stage, though, I thought she'd kissed another guy. And I just about ripped the person in front of me's head off. So I suppose that would S-H-I-T me fairly severely, despite us no longer being connected. At the end of the night, everyone went to their beds. Nick and Aaron, Ferg and Sophie, and me, alone with my thoughts. It got me...
I took my thoughts to bed.
It's time to go.
I bedded my thoughts.
I'll tuck you in.
Come with brain. Me. Let me tuck
Let
you
us in. Lie together and be sad.
It got me thinking. If Lucy and I were to ever get back together, what's a good time? What's a good way to do it? Who initiates it? Or is it time to move on? Well, is it? Because I was thinking if Lucy wasn't there... Would it be good? Because when she was, she used to ignore me completely. And that's exactly why we broke up.
Oh my God.
I don't want to go
Lucy
back to that,
like
do
a
I?
Real bitch.
I know.
You sound
to
like
ignore
a real...
you completely.
I know. Like, what the hell? What do I see in this girl?
Are you reciting
hey, Lucy,
poetry at parties
Lucy,
again?
Lucy!
Lucy!
All right. And then the analogies start, guys.
Yes.
This is a Gill special from the 17-year-old diary. If we were to get back together, I think it's her move. Hopefully, though, it'll be a checkmate. Not some stupid little pawn-takes-pawn move. If I make a move, though, I sure as hell don't have my queen on board. All I have left is my stupid rook in the corner and a couple of pawns and maybe a knight. Time is running out. The game will be over soon. Will I win? Lose? Will I have a stalemate? Yeah, that'd be the worst. A stalemate. We talk until we drift. Weeks pass.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. We drift into awkward conversation stage. I never want that to happen. Which brings me to my final thought. Within the holidays, I seek absolute renewal. I want to be as happy as our first few months or have absolute closure. Staying as friends, poised and ready to move on. Painfully seeing each other with other people, but at the same time realizing it's for the best. If I don't get this by the end of the holidays, I intend to make a move, queen or not.
Mate, if there's anything sexier than love analogies turned into chess.
That'll win her back.
Yeah, that'll get it. The poetry didn't work, but the chess analogy will.
Oh, Gilly, what a turmoil our 17-year-old friend is in.
Oh,
wow.
Man, you
internal
are...
Internal so, maelstrom.
You are so deep. Like, just the thoughts you're having at 17.
I know, alone.
Am I, though? I, like, have a vague understanding of chess and I've just injected that in.
I know when you were like... I don't have my queen on the board. I've got like a knight and a bishop and a couple of pawns and my king's still
left in my arsenal.
Yeah. Yeah. The pawns are in the following locations. B7, C6, C3.
I feel like we're coming to a big point in your life, though. Something massive is about to happen.
Yeah, because he wants this renewal. Yeah. He wants this rebirth. I don't see Lucy coming back into the picture.
No, God,
so
no.
So what's next for the Gill man?
I hope for young Nick Gill that you don't go back to her.
No,
man.
She doesn't deserve him.
Yeah, even if you were doing poultry at parties while everyone was trying to drink.
She was ignoring
him. She was ignoring you. You know what I mean? I don't think that's the way to go back to
no,
Lucy.
No, I hope it doesn't happen, no. But...
Well, I know what happens. I'm not going to ruin it for you.
No, please don't.
Stick around next week. More Dear Doctors.
Diary installment.